This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tuesday may reveal the extent of ransomware work reported in 27 countries, details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia, or I should say Tim McGuire.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS. The R Evil gang is now using its new money to buy up even more sophisticated digital burglary systems. The gang is demanding anywhere from $5 million to $50 million to unscramble the affected machines. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stormy weather has hampered the search efforts at the site of the collapsed Florida condo building. Thunderstorms moved into the area around Surfside Building Monday as Tropical Storm Elsa approached the state. Lightning caused temporary stops to the researchers. The effort widened Monday after a demolition specialist succeedingly brought the remaining portion of the building last Sunday night down. Officials discovered four more bodies in a new selection of debris. Tropical Storm Elsa is continuing to sweep over the Western Caribbean and Cuba with strong rain and winds, and forecasters say it will finally move on the Florida Keys on Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday evening. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday set out his plans to end social and economic COVID restrictions in England in 2 weeks in a test of whether a rapid vaccine rollout offers any prescription for the highly contagious variant. Legal restrictions, including the mandatory wearing of face masks and limits on how many people can meet socially, will end altogether and the final stage of lockdown easing in England. Johnson said that he did not mean, to get the DMAP happy, which warns that the new vaccine bustling variant could mean the new measures were needed in order to start in the future. Asked if he would regret that decision and wear a face mask instead moving forward, Johnson replied it would depend on the circumstances. Some Spanish regions are restraining and they're also reinstating curbs on nightlife only weeks after dropping them, as soaring numbers of coronavirus infections pop up among the unvaccinated youth, fearing that the surging competition and contagion could strain health care services, health officials in several parts of the state and the country. They are now rushing to reach people under the age of 30 with COVID-19 jabs. Spain's strictest vaccination rollout has so far focused on the older, more vulnerable groups. As Amazon's founder and CEO Jeff Bezos steps away from the company, we get more on who his replacement will be from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Canada is easing some...
Jeff Bezos has handed over the reins of Amazon to Andy Jassy, who ran its cloud computing business. But Bezos, who remains the largest shareholder, still holds sway over the online behemoth, taking on the role of executive chairman with plans to focus on new products and initiatives. Jassy takes the helm of a $1.7 trillion company that tripled its profits during the pandemic, with consumers more dependent on internet shopping. But Amazon is facing activism from its workforce during a labor crunch. One unionization effort failed, and now the Teamsters is attempting to represent the workforce. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.